Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Former President Donald Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris will debate tonight from Philadelphia on ABC and on KDK Radio. Will have coverage in its entirety. And we start this half hour with a visit from Sam Hans Grieco, who is the chair of the Allegheny County Democratic Committee. Sam, welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning, Larry.
This is feeling like a major sporting event for many, anticipating this evening for a long, long time since it was announced that the candidates would debate. How critical is this, do you believe, in determining the outcome of this election?
Oh, it's going to be one of the major points of the election. I mean, one major inflection points. I mean, my hope is that she'll continue right from where she left off at the convention speech and talk to the American people about her story, what she plans for the American people, and, to continue with that message coming out of the convention.
Now, Donald Trump's had a lot of experience in this environment. We don't know. We've not really seen Kamala Harris. I mean, she was part of a much larger debate when Joe Biden and at least 10 other candidates were going at it. Yeah. So it's hard to see how she will do under this kind of pressure. What do you anticipate?
Well, I mean, I anticipate that she'll, you know, she's a very strong debater. I mean, you've seen her in Congress. You've seen her sort of, lesser in press conferences and speeches and stuff. I mean, the role of the vice president, sort of a hidden role until she's been, sort of jettisoned to the front of the ticket here. So, but I think what you'll see is her talking about her story. Who she is, what she's done. So much of our political discourse is sort of defined by 30-second commercials. And I think she'll, fill in, explain, what is it? What did she do as a prosecutor, as the attorney general? And what has she been doing for the last 3.5 years as the vice president? I think you'll hear stories that folks didn't know. For instance, like she was the person who went to Europe and the Munich conference, a week before the invasion in Ukraine, and sat down with the Ukrainian president and said, look, you've got to take this seriously. If you remember, it was during the Olympics, and everybody's expected Russia to attack after the Olympics, which happened. And Ukraine wasn't, seemingly taking it seriously. And she was the one that took that message, sat down and, being very presidential and very direct and what was coming, what we knew and, you know, and you know, you know, telling that story. So
one of the biggest issues, as you're aware, is Donald Trump and the Republican Party saying that the borders have been wide open. They've unleashed hell, basically getting people out of jails and everybody with all kinds of mental issues released into and onto American soil. That's going to come up tonight. How should she respond, since she was put in charge to some degree of watching the borders under Joe Biden?
Well, I think, first of all, she'll be real clear that Donald Trump is the one who torpedoed the bill, that the bipartisan bill that was put, what was being put in place. And not only by, you know, torpedoed that bill, but when President Biden signed the executive order doing exactly what that bill you know, asked for, that the crossings have drastically dropped. So I think you'll hear that message, repeated. I mean, Trump torpedoed this bill for his own personal gain in this election and not the welfare of the United States. I mean, you'll hear that often, but I think she will tell you about what she was doing with the Organization of American States. That's what she was tasked with. And when she tells that story, I mean, she was meeting with them really to talk about what the root causes of the immigration was. What could we be doing in partnership with Mexico, with Costa Rica, with Honduras, you know, with those countries of helping to stop the immigration? That was what she was tasked with in doing those. And you know, I mean, it'd been nice if we could talk with the folks in Venezuela, but that's a country that has collapsed, and which I think 40% of their population has been trying to come to the United States.
We're with Sam Hans Grieco, chair of the Democratic Committee here in Allegheny County. So, Sam, outside of the border, what is the biggest platform issue for the Democrats? What would you like to see Kamala Harris address tonight?
Oh, I think she'll break it down into three areas, Larry. I think, first of all, she'll highlight the successes of the Biden agenda. The infrastructure, the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS bill. She'll talk about those issues. She'll talk about low unemployment. She'll talk about increase in wages. I mean, those things I think are important to remind people that, you know, where we were 4 years ago when Donald Trump left office and where we are now. I mean, I think that's number one. Number two, she will talk about where she sees us to go. I think that's going to be critical, that she's very presidential, you know, in explaining that she, you know, what is the vision, you know, how she addressed issues and where are we going to go? And then the third is, I mean, in some ways, is just let Donald Trump be Donald Trump. I mean, you like you said when we started, he's been on this stage many times, and you just don't know where it's going to go. Let him remind folks that, you know, this is your option, and it's not a very good option. You don't want to go back. You don't want somebody who is willing to, overturn our election, to, you know, have an insurrection. I mean, she has to remind folks that, you know, how horrible that day was. I mean, to be there, or I mean, even to be watching on TV, you know, that was, you know, our country is on the precipice of collapse, and it was his responsibility.
Are you surprised that Kamala Harris spent the weekend in Pittsburgh? That tells us how important this state is.
Yes, a little bit. I mean, she had to be someplace to prepare. It was an honor to have her here. I joked with everybody that I met with, and I think, you know, I look at my watch and I think she's going to be here in a little bit. So, which wasn't a good joke after a little while, because people started to think I was serious. But no, it was an honor to have her here, and I hope she enjoyed her time here, and it was good for her prep. So,
yeah, all the candidates obviously believe Pennsylvania is that important, and Kamala Harris expected to come back tomorrow. As we remember September 11th, and she will be in Shanksville at the memorial there, Flight 93. Would you like to see more debates, Sam?
Yes. I think the American people would. I mean, and I think honestly for them, I mean, it's, you know, it's more, you need to have a larger discussion, you know, with the candidates. Like you said, again, Trump's been on this stage many times. The vice president, this is her first time in this arena since, 2019. And I think the American people deserve it. I mean, it shouldn't be just a one and done. And hopefully hopefully we have a Mazeroski moment and hit a ninth inning, home run and it's over, game's over. Right. I mean, I'd love to see that, but I mean, I think from my position, I'd rather the American people get their information from, a discussion between the candidates than 30-second commercials that tell us how horrible, folks are.
And where will you be watching tonight, Sam?
There's a lot of watch parties to going on. There's one at the Harris Walls headquarters. I'll be bouncing around a couple places probably.
All right, appreciate.
But I'll sit still once it starts.
Understood. Appreciate the time this morning, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lur. Have a good day.
Sam Hans Greco, who is the chair of the Allegheny Democratic Committee here in Pittsburgh. And next hour, we'll talk to Sam DeMarco, the chair of the Republican Party here in Allegheny County.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.